Last year, IMF found that over $32 billion were not properly accounted in Sonangol's books, and there are some questions how this money was used. Later on, the Angolan government came out publicly saying that the money was used to pay different projects in the country.
According to the IMF, in May, the Angolan government said that they had traced more than 85% of that money back to infrastructure projects. So what is the ongoing problem if, according to the IMF, the Angolan government has traced back 85% of the money?
Well, this is what the Angolan government is telling IMF. Has IMF verified where these projects are? Have they quantified them? No. What we are requesting is that, IMF becomes more serious, more practical in their investigation and not just relying on generic information that the Angolan government is giving them. So if IMF is satisfied with the information, rather with some kind of investigation, knowing where these projects are, quantifying them, there's no way that we are going to be satisfied.
Angola is the subject of IMF monitoring because of a $1.4 billion loan in 2009 that the IMF gave Angola. What's the sense behind giving a country a loan when there's tens of billions of dollars that are unaccounted for in oil revenues in just a few years?
Yeah, that's the biggest question that all of us, are asking. But we came to understand that IMF is not a charity organization. It's a business organization. And apparently Angola is a good market, to do business, to loan money. From what the Angolan government has told IMF, IMF is satisfied. So all the values and principles, of accountability and transparency is not relevant for IMF, to verify this information, if it is true or not, quantify, go and verify in loco what is going on, where these projects are, how much they cost, In the past, that's what IMF used to do. And many of us are asking this very question you're asking us, why giving Angola $1.4 billion when this government is able to spend $32 billion and account them in a very inefficient manner?